Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. My schedule was off last week, but I got an episode up and we're back this Friday. I hope everyone's doing well. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for downloading, streaming, tuning in, however you want to say it, watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I guess I'll get started. I'll just jump right on in. For those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Thus, the name of this segment, Milestones. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing. But this week, I got a couple little things. One, him and I, we watched the Perseverance rover landing yesterday, which was pretty cool. He's 8. He's into that kind of stuff a little bit, not as much as I am, but we did watch it together. So hopefully, if we continue to explore Mars and eventually colonize it, or at least send astronauts there, that'll be a big moment, and people will ask him, like, hey, do you remember when Perseverance landed on Mars? Where were you at? And he can say, I watched it with my dad when I was 8. I remember him making a big deal about it, and I didn't care. But it was a very exciting moment, man. I'm really into that. People who know me know I would love to go to space, man. As terrified as I am of dying, to me, going to outer space would be worth it. I don't know. It's just something about it that I'm just drawn to it, man. It's so fascinating to me. The idea that there's this other celestial bodies that you can walk on. I mean, just seeing those images yesterday, you just go, man, there's no time there. There's no day of the week. It's just there. There's no history of anything. It's just, well, there's always a history, even if we don't know. But as we know it, there's no history there. It's all open, and unfortunately, it's ready to be destroyed by human beings. That is exactly what we're going to do, But hey, that's how, that's what happens, man. I know it sounds shitty, but we're so new at this spacefaring thing. We're going to be excited, but we're going to look back and realize that we didn't get it right. We're going to go in and just destroy that whole planet, man. We're going to dig trenches and holes and blow shit up. And whatever resources we find there, we are just going to ravage it. And I just feel like any planets that we go to, they're all just going to turn into like industrial, just planets filled with just miners and people driving big ass trucks. And we're just going to industrialize all these planets, man. I think we may like live and have a good time on a few of them, but I really think that it's going to be on like some space TV shit where it's just nothing but a bunch of roughnecks up there. It's going to be pretty scary for a long time. A lot of dirty, pipe turners, wrench turners. And, I think that's what's going to happen. It's just like when we moved out west, we had all the little cow towns and little western towns and the gunfights and all that kind of shit. We're going to do that in outer space. We're going to do that in outer space. I'm excited. I can't be more excited about this problematic history that we're going to. That's just on the horizon, man. I don't want to be around in 200 years when you're getting yelled at by some fucking liberal chick on Jupiter because of what we did to the rings. man, I don't even know if you can stand on the Jupiter's surface. I think I might be a gas giant, which is also very fascinating to me. Fucking a big ball of gas that it's so dense it looks like a fucking round planet, but you can't stand on it. Blows my mind. I have no idea. Nerds, you got to tell me how that shit works. No clue. But we watched that. I am very excited. I can't wait to just watch it. I got to be honest, though. Watching the footage is very scary. It's scary, man. It's scary. That thing could just be rolling around, and next thing you know, just some weird creature or robotic being just walks by its path or jumps on it or something. That would freak me out, but it would be pretty cool if it was like that scene. Somebody sent me a clip of that scene from Transformers where they got the rover up there and it sees a transformer. Yeah. Could you imagine that shit? That would be wild. I just love how that video had sound too. Fucking Hollywood, man. Here I am trashing Hollywood, but just 2 minutes ago, I was just like, it's going to be just like TV. They're going to have a bunch of mining colonies and, you know, people pumping water. It is, man. It is. It's going to be ugly. And then once other countries, because right now it's us. And the thing is about us, we think we own Mars. I already know. As Americans, that is our fucking planet. And as soon as somebody else come up there, we're going to fight. That's wild, man. It's just infinite space. That's what's crazy. This infinite space, but there's not a lot of space. So it makes the space more valuable. I guess it's just because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. If we were super advanced, we would realize, like, you know what? Why am I even arguing with this dude about fucking politics? I'm going to another planet, man. Going to another planet. Now, will that help us or hurt us, man? When you think about it, you know, if we're around for thousands of more years, you just living on a planet where it's everything that you like, is that bad or is that good? Will that make you less tolerant or will that make you go, you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't have to live here. I can just go to this planet where it's everything that I like. But I just think that it would make you really, I don't know, man. It seems like it could be good and bad. It seems like it could make people even shittier. But also at the same time, if you have the option to be on an entire planet where you can have it exactly how you want it. Now, you might not be rich on that planet, but everything kind of caters to your beliefs, you know? I guess you would never leave. Like, why am I thinking like people are going to get bored on their home planet and want to go to another one for vacation? The people that really think like that, who just really don't want to be around other people, they're not going to, Cancun. We'll get to Cancun in a second. Typically, they don't go anywhere. So I guess it would be fine. I can't be too worried about a bunch of people invading somebody else's planet because they want it to, because whatever reason. I don't know. It's interesting. What do y'all think? Do you think multiple planets will be a good thing or a bad thing? Will people be less tolerant or more tolerant? Knowing that, you know, hey, I can literally surround myself full of people and things that I like and believe in all the time, and I never have to leave. Is that good or bad? On a planetary level, that's a very weird question. But that's where my mind is right now, man. And we did that. And another thing, the other night, I can't remember if I brought this up I don't think I did, but it's bedtime for him a couple of days ago. And as everyone knows, when it's time for bed, little kids always find some reason to come back downstairs. Like the other night, he needed his hat and a Band-Aid. But what got me was a few days ago, it started snowing right before bedtime. So he's out in the backyard on the back patio playing in the snow, having a great time. He's got his boots on, you know, and his pajamas. It's a cute moment. Very kid, innocent moment. Has his medicine, goes upstairs. Maybe 15 minutes later, I get a text, but I was cleaning the kitchen. I didn't see it. And it just says, I'm hurt/injured. This is at, let me look it up. This is at 9:15. I'm hurt/injured. And then he And then he sent me the emoticon that has the smiley face with the bandages on his head 1 minute later. And then he replied to his own text four times. So 9:15, I'm hurt slash injured. 9:16, the hurt emoticon. 9:17, now my other leg hurts too. 9:18, please help me. 9:18, it hurts so bad. 9:18, a little sad face right there. 9:18, sad face. And then my mom texted me about 9:35, and I was done cleaning the kitchen, and I get it, and she goes, "What's up with Miles? I got this text." And he texted her in Rochester, New York, that he was hurt slash injured. And then he texts my wife that he was hurt slash injured. So I go up there, and he's fine. He just wanted to be tucked in. He said his ankle hurt. I put some alcohol on it, and he was good. You know what? Now that I'm telling the story, I feel like I told it already. These weeks are they're just what is going on here? Everything's just melding together. I need to write down what I talk about. So if I told that already, I apologize. God damn it, I might have told it. But I've been doing a lot of podcasts too, so I can't remember if I did it on this one or not. But I just thought that was funny. Now he's going to the text messages to get us to come in the room and hang out with him for a little bit. And I got to say, he's been doing very well. I've talked about this on my podcast before. He has a very hard time sleeping, staying asleep. But we have a new system. We've been working on it for about two weeks now. And he's only had one night where he ended up in our room. But for the most part, he's doing very, very well. I know I feel better about it. But most importantly, he's getting better, meaningful sleep. And my wife is a lot less stressed out, which is good for everybody in the house. And I don't mean to say that in a weird, funny way, but it was a point of contention in our house. And we worked something out, and it seems to be working right now, and it's making everyone a lot happier. And he's very proud of himself for being able to stay in his room and face his fears at times. And he doesn't need to come in our room, and he feels good about it, and I'm glad. So moving on, I mentioned Cancun earlier. So apparently, you know, Ted Cruz is senator, I want to say in Texas. Yes, in Texas. For those who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Texas is fucked right now. They had a huge storm. There's, you know, millions of people with power out. I think it's slightly better at this point, but, you know, people have died. People's houses are in shambles. You know, it's just cold. There's ice, snow everywhere. It's pretty sad. And this dude just packed up and went to Cancun. He was sighted at the airport and on the plane. And literally the next day, that motherfucker came back. He was wearing a Texas mask. And he was basically like, "Hey, look, I was trying to be a good dad, man. My daughter's, man." This motherfucker put that shit off on his kids. And what's funny is it's like people are already like, "Oh, man, come on. He's a senator. You know, his jurisdiction, what can he really do, even though he's a Texas senator? But he doesn't really have a lot of power. What can he really do? I don't blame the guy. The outrage is fake." It's just like, man, like I even had somebody go, "It's a smart idea, but I wouldn't do it." My thing is, if it's smart, why wouldn't you do it if you're in his position? If it's not, if it's such a good idea and it's so smart, why would you not do it? That's because, you know, as a person in his position, whether or not he can do something or not. In my book, the fact that he has no power, no pun intended, he has no, you know, power to really do much of anything, but he is still an elected official and a quote unquote leader in that state. He should stay there. That's part of being a leader. "Hey, this doesn't affect me, but it affects my people, and I'm not going to leave." And just to see people have the right to be upset. People have the right to be outraged. Like, I live in Virginia. I think it's a shitty thing to do. Am I outraged? No, I'm not outraged, but I think it's very telling. I think it's, I personally think it's very funny. You know, this Mr. I'm here for the people. America's this, that, and the third. The liberals are turning back on America. They hate America. We love each, we're patriots. All that talk. And then here you are skipping down to Mexico, a country which you have demonized for years, and the people. Now you want to run down there? When shit hits the fan in your own state, get out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. And see, for me personally, that's why I give people on the right a lot of shit, because they claim to be this country's moral compass. You don't get the claim to be the moral compass, and then when other people fuck up, you go, well, what about him? No, you picked the job. You somehow anointed yourself as the moral compass for America because everybody else doesn't care about the country. No one else is as Christian and as, you know, good as you. You guys are charging the way for it when it comes to morals in America and in this country and whatever you want to call it. You're the religious people who know right from wrong, okay? You're the ones that say if there was no God, then, hey, everybody would just be murdering everybody. We need this. You're the ones that lean on the Bible and your Christianity and all your morals and your principles. You're the one. So that's why I give you shit. That's why you get shit. If you claim to be the moral compass, you don't get to go, what about the other guy? Your job is to just continue forward and do the right thing. So, hey, you're right. Democrats can be shitty or hypocritical, but they never said that they were as upright and as valued and moral as you. So to look at them and go, well, what about them? They don't hold themselves to that standard that you do. They didn't. That's for you to do. So all these people who are like trying to get down into the weeds and seeds of like the technicality of why it doesn't matter. And now it's all, you expect people to be tied to their desk. I don't blame the guy, but I wouldn't do it. That's bullshit. You wouldn't do it because you know it's not right. If you think it's a good idea, but you wouldn't do it, it's not a good idea. Oh, I'm just fucking with people. No, you're not. You believe that's true. All this harping on how much vacation time Obama took and Trump wasn't going to do it. And here this guy is leaving to go to fucking Cancun, blames his daughters. While the people of his state that he claims to love so much, that he's in a country that he's so patriotic to, he decided to take off. Let a liberal take off in his state. I mean, dude, look how people treated Obama when the oil spill happened in the Gulf. They were so mad that that guy was out golfing or on vacation. What's he doing? What the fuck did you want Obama to do? Swim down there and cap it himself? There was nothing that man could do to stop that. And you were mad at him. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be rational and go, it's not really much he could do. Hey, you know what? The thing is, Ted Cruz and all those guys, they painted themselves into a corner with this. This is why they're getting the shit that they get. He deserves it. He deserves it, man. And speaking of people getting shit, I don't know what to call him, but you know, I would say he was the king of right wing talk radio. I've tried to, you know, I can't think of, I don't know any other monikers that he has. I was never a fan of his, but Rush Limbaugh passed away, and guess what? A lot of people don't like that guy, and people are saying a lot of awful shit. A lot of jokes are being made, and now we have people who just a few days ago were all about Gina Carano and how come she can't say what she want to say. Censorship is bullshit. You know, they're taking our right away to voice our opinions. Now, all of a sudden, Rush Limbaugh dies and you want people to have a little bit of decorum and not make jokes about his death. That alone doesn't line up. If she can say what she wants about the Holocaust, but other people can't say shit about Rush Limbaugh. Now, that's not my style. That's not what I do. Even I'm not a fan of the guy. But I honestly, I feel like that guy deserves any shit that he gets. I'm sorry. He's talked way too much shit about a lot of people. He said a lot of awful things about a lot of awful people. You reap what you sow. And it's just so funny seeing these, seeing who people can be empathetic towards. All right. You can sit there and watch George Floyd. You can watch George Floyd have his life taken from him on video. And you go, well, you know, hey, it was bad, but this guy wasn't a great guy, man. Why are you trying to make this guy out to be a hero, man? He did this. He did this, that, and the third. What about when he did that? He wasn't a great guy. Why are you putting him on a pedestal? It's terrible, but come on, man. What about this? Bringing up all type of shitty stuff about the guy. But here we have decades of footage of Rush Limbaugh saying awful things about people, about gay people, people with AIDS, Michael J. Fox, black people, George Floyd, Obama, Michelle Obama, and black people in general, women in general. Come on, man. Asian people doing the Asian voice thing. Come on, man. And I get it, man. It's just like I'm a free speech guy. But he pissed off a lot of people. That's the price, man. That's the price you pay, man. You reap what you sow. I'm not going to sit here and feel bad for that guy and people trying to come to his defense to make them seem like they're being so, hey, I didn't really care for the guy, but come on, I would never wish death on anyone. I would never gloat about anyone's death. Yeah, you would. You did when Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein died. So in any terrorist we killed during the war, you were ecstatic that they died. So don't say you don't or you wouldn't, because you have, you do, and you did. We say it about pedophiles all the time. I wish this guy would die. This person should be shot and killed. We would be happy. We've seen news stories about people catching somebody molesting their child and they blew their fucking head off. And people, this is how you do it. Great job. Yep. Justice. Yeah, you were happy that person. Yeah, that person deserved to have their life taken for molesting somebody's child. So don't say you never or you, no one should. It's because it's not true. You're making a sweeping statement to cap for this dude, man. This is a shitty hill to die on. Now, the people that like him, they like him, but the people who hated him, hey, where's their right to say whatever they want, even though it may be tasteless or not in you know, off color? This is how I know y'all so fake about all this free speech shit. You just want to be able to say what you want to, but then when it's other people, all of a sudden we need to have a little bit of discretion and think about our words before we talk, because hey, it's not cool to do, man. You need to think about your word. Me, I don't have to, but you should. Do your research. Are you doing research, sir? Or are you believing what you want to? But I'm supposed to go out and do research. But you can share some shitty article or a video with fake doctors. Everybody needs to be heard. Why are you censoring people? People should be able to say what they want to say. Hey, can we lay off the Rush Limbaugh jokes, please? It's not very tasteful. Okay. But you can get on the internet and call people all type of shit. That's because it's just your opinion. And then my thing is, it's like you've talked so much shit about people while they're alive, been so disrespectful that you trying to act like you have this respect for the dead. Go fuck yourself. It means nothing. You want to respect a dead person, but you won't respect a person that's alive. That's crazy. I don't even understand that shit. What does it change? You always say words don't matter. What does it change? He's fucking dead. He's going to be more dead because somebody tweeted that he was an asshole. But I get it. I was raised not to do that. It's just something that's in me. But yeah, I wasn't a fan. But it's just funny seeing how all of a sudden people want you to be more thoughtful before you just run off at the mouth and post something on the internet. But when it comes to them and their opinion, they don't have to do that. People just need to suck it up and stop being sensitive. But when it's us, hey, man, you need to have a little bit more discretion, a little bit more decorum, you know, just be more thoughtful. Go fuck yourself, okay? You be more thoughtful. It's just this whole thing of, I'm really just sick of it, man. It's this whole thing of like, hey, this is how you should live. These are the rules that we made up, but I don't really follow them. And if I break them, even though I say they're the best rules and everybody should follow them, but it's not my fault when I break them because somebody else did it before me and you weren't mad at them. So why can't I do it? But yeah, you want to be the fucking moral compass of the country. Whatever. But so, yep, there's a show. That's the show. Hopefully the Mars rover finds some dope shit, some signs of water, and we can start tearing that goddamn planet apart and I can get over there and see the sunrise on Mars. But follow me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. That's the show. I'm out. Peace.